race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
So I want folks to understand, we have to choose as a country how we're going to live and who is going to have rights in this country. We can go the Democrats' route of murder, mayhem, no right to safety, no right to self-defense, the worst murderers walking among us while we are stripped of our firearms and any ability to defend ourselves, and silenced and sent to prison if we complain about it online, if we're even allowed to in a future Democrat regime where, of course, the FBI resumes its all-powerful status as censor. That sound crazy?
Yeah.
It's already happened in the UK, and I want folks to look long and hard today at what just happened in the UK, because it is so jaw-dropping that it will make all of this outrage, righteous outrage, that needs to happen to protect this country over the murder of that beautiful Ukrainian immigrant on that light rail line. If we do not fight like we are fighting for our last breath against what Democrats are doing with these criminals, I want to paint you a picture of the way that we will live. Do you remember by any chance, because it was a huge story in the news, Lee?
Yeah.
The 7/7 London bombing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very bloody.
Mm-hmm.
Blew up a bus.
Yep.
Killed 56 people in the UK. 56 innocent people. When they caught him, his name, Haroon Aswat, is an avowed terrorist, member of Al-Qaeda, told you that, wanted you to know, didn't hide it. In fact, he had worked to set up an Al-Qaeda terrorist training camp, then went to the UK, blew up that bus. It's called 7/7 London. So for them, it's 7/7. For us, it's 9/11. Let me repeat that. Killed 56 people. This is the logical outcome of where the left is going worldwide. Where do you think he is today? Oh, surely he's behind bars,
well,
right?
You would think, yeah.
No, he's out. What? He's out. They let him out yesterday. 20 years in prison. Not even a year for each body. Heck, he did 6 months. Who cares? He is of the protected political class. Understand that is how the left looks at this. It does not matter if there are 56 bodies or 156 or 556. They don't care. He is a vote. He is a walking, breathing vote. We have got to get this through our heads. What happened on that light rail line in Charlotte ain't nothing compared to what they will allow. They would prefer to let people like DeCarlos Brown Jr. out as soon as they commit the murder. Oh, do you doubt me? Let's go look at what just happened in Germany. This is a worldwide left-wing movement. An Islamic man decides he would like to rape whatever woman wanders by on, their subway. That's normal in Germany. They're allowed to do that. He's an illegal immigrant, so he has Uber rights. An American tourist tries to interfere. A beautiful man who was a model, probably never will be again, given the fact that his face was turned into meatloaf. Yeah, it made the rapey illegal immigrant mad that he wasn't able to complete his rape of the young woman. So he simply stabbed the American male who got in his way again and again in the face. You should go look at the video of him. He did an interview on Fox News. There is a massive slash down the middle of his face that will probably never return to normal. And he doesn't think he can model anymore. That's what he was doing. How long did they detain the guy who did this? By the way, had a long criminal record. Yeah, 12 hours. I'm sure he's back on somewhere, trying to find a cute woman to rape, because they can. This is not an accident. This is a continuum of where they're going, Lee. So I want to tell you just for a second, I want to get you to react to what just happened with Haroon Aswat, because this is, it's all connected. Light rail line in Charlotte, same story with the left. Haroon Aswat's now only 50, so he has many years to murder many more dozens of people. He spent 20 of those years since 7/7, since he murdered the 56 in a terror attack, in jail in the U.S. He was then extradited to the U.K., where he was held in a mental institute. That was back in 2022, goes back to the U.K. Detaining a secure hospital, they say he has a diagnosis of paranoid schizophrenia. He is still a committed jihadist. So nothing has changed? No. Nothing's changed. In April, High Court Judge Mr. Justice Jay oversaw an application by the Metropolitan Police for a notification order for Oswalt's release. They want to monitor him when he is back with his family in West Yorkshire. The judge was told Oswalt, listen to this, by the mental health professionals, Oswalt still poses a risk to the public as mental illness exacerbates his religious extremism. They let him go. This is your future, America, if you don't fight with everything you have. They will call you a racist. Fight anyway. Because you know what? There is a beautiful young black woman, as beautiful as that Ukrainian immigrant. I don't know if you've seen her picture. She's gorgeous. She's dead. She was murdered by an illegal immigrant, and she counts too. Baltimore, y'all. You want to live that way? Because this is where this ends. They blow up 56 of us and walk free because we are not the right political class and the bomber is. And that's where we are late this morning. I just want people to know how this story ends, or we win. We retain our free speech, right? By the way, you know what they're outraged about in the UK this morning? You know who's still in prison? Moms who criticize illegal immigration to the UK after multiple people were stabbed, murdered, including little girls. That they are still in prison. Over 3,000 of them, they are political dissidents, every bit as much as the political dissidents that we once prayed for and fought for in Soviet Russia, except they're in UK jails. And this is the direction the West is going. This is how serious this is. By the way, Lee, one more thought. I'm telling you this right now. Those national police that monitor social media posts in the UK, you criticize this guy. You criticize his murderous Islamic philosophy, and you will have your door kicked in because that is the law in the UK. You will be in prison and he will be out. They didn't fight. Not hard enough. So that's where they are. We don't want to be there. We are the elite right now. You're saying we're the last free country on earth. Last free country. The left has a lockdown on everybody else. So I'm done. I didn't mean to go on.
That's your last comment, though, reminds me of Ronald Reagan. You know, the shining light on the hill.
Yeah, we're it. That's it. Again, if Elon Musk leaves this country today and sets foot on European soil, he's under criminal investigation for allowing free speech in France. He will likely be arrested. Likely. Or they may just wait till Trump leaves office. I don't know. He can't leave this country because he lets you have free speech every day. Understand that.
Maybe that's why he's trying so hard to get to Mars.
Well, yeah, maybe it's free there. I mean, I don't know. Can the British police follow him there? I don't know. The atmosphere is so good.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll fix that. I don't know. Generate oxygen or something.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I saw Total Recall.
Yeah, no, but in all seriousness, I mean, to watch that this morning and the gut punch that is and to understand where the left is going with this.
Yeah.
You know, it's really frightening.
And then when you hear the comments of the mayor, the initial comments of the mayor of Charlotte.
Vi Lyles. I know Vi really well. She used to be one of my sources. She was assistant city manager. She is a raging left wing lunatic. Well, I used to talk to this woman every week.
Her initial statement sounds like that about this situation in Charlotte, where she doesn't make any mention of the victim.
No, she wouldn't. You can't in their world, under their moral system, because the victim is white and the attacker is black. You cannot. It would be a faux pas in the circles she travels in, which are elite white liberal circles. She's half black, but it's their culture. That's how it is. You would never, because it would make black people look bad. And again, Lee, here's the funny thing. DeCarlos Brown Jr.'s mother doesn't see him as a black man or a statistic or a political football. She begged for him to be incarcerated because he was a schizophrenic. Mm-hmm. She begged. She's black too. She doesn't see him as a black man. She sees him as her son who was sick, and she knew people needed to be protected from him, especially because, Lee, he had attacked family members physically.
Well, law enforcement in Charlotte knew that he needed
to be protected. Yes, they did their job.
And law enforcement did their job, but the judicial system and the state legislature and the governor's office and the mayor and all those who are making excuses for criminal behavior, regardless of race. Race has nothing to do with it in my mind.
No, it really doesn't. It doesn't.
What in my mind is you have an individual that escaped a war-torn country coming to a nation that should be free and should not have to be concerned about taking public transportation, and you have a maniac that just out of nowhere, completely unprovoked, stabs a woman to death. Race has nothing to do with this. I could care less what the race of either the victim or the perpetrator is. It has nothing. It is the lack of freedom, the lack of justice, the lack of a proper judicial system and penalties for and consequences for you know, bad behavior. That's the problem.
Now, look at the game that's being played by the Democrats here. OK, Josh Stein, the governor of the state, he is the former attorney general. He oversaw the prosecution of this guy for years. Out the door, out the door, out the door. What did he propose yesterday? Watch what they're doing. It's brilliant. He says, oh, we need more police. No, police did their job. They arrested him 14 times. That's not the problem.
Over and over and over again.
The problem, Governor Stein, you spineless sack, is that you let him out again and again and again. You know why? He had suspended sentences over and over. He was sentenced again and again and again to crimes. Once you commit another crime, when you already have a suspended sentence, it triggers the last sentence. He had over six of those that I could find. Your system is violating the law by not triggering those suspended sentences. He should be in prison. Where, by the way, Lee, once you lose your rights in prison, the good thing for you, if you are mentally ill, you get help. You get help, the help his mother wanted. His mom doesn't see him as a black man. She saw him as her son who was sick and would hurt people. The system wouldn't see him like that. The system, run by Democrats, sees him as a vote. Less than human. A vote. And his victim, not human at all. And folks, watch what's going on here. Watch the sleight of hand here. What Josh Stein, the governor, who, by the way, ignored this crime, said nothing about it when the left was still trying to cancel Irina Zarutska for the crime of bleeding to death in a blue city in a way that embarrasses the Democrat Party. That's her crime. They thought they had her canceled. They can't. They don't have that power anymore because we have X. And every day that we have X is a day we are freer. And you know what this fool writes? Democrat Governor Josh Stein in North Carolina. He says that he wants more funding for well-trained police. You know what he doesn't say? He doesn't want any reform of the criminal justice system that let this guy out. Why? So the next one will go out the door and vote for him too. Josh Stein was the attorney general of North Carolina for 7 years of this guy's crime spree, DeCarlos Brown Jr.'s crime spree. The top cop in the state. And none of those suspended sentences that should have been enforced were enforced. He should still be in prison. So notice what Governor Stein, Democrat in good standing, is not offering to do. Fix the system that created DeCarlos Brown. And he says, well, we need more cops. No, you don't. No, you don't. They did their job. They arrested him 14 times. What, they gonna arrest him 15 more? They're not gonna do anything if you keep letting him out, sir. So even watch the sleight of hand, watch it there. He is not gonna fix the criminal justice system that churns Democrat voting criminals out on the street. He's not gonna do it. And that is all you need to know about who they are. And they will only get worse if they succeed. Wholly owned subsidiaries of the pharmaceutical industry passing themselves off as U.S. senators, some with like Elizabeth Warren, over $800,000 worth of donations from big pharmaceutical companies, went wild last week on RFK. He's not doing science! Shame! Resign! If you watched it, it was a little confusing. Maybe you didn't have the background, understand that their problem with RFK Jr. is that he is doing science, a lot of science. Why might they have been screaming so loudly as they were? This. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, which is under RFK's purview, the answer to him. The FDA is conducting an intense investigation of child deaths following the COVID shot. Ooh, that's what's got them all worked up. Well, how many child deaths are we talking about? The investigation being undertaken by the FDA, we'll use data from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. VAERS was created by Congress over 30 years ago to track vaccines. It is the gold standard for vaccine research. I know. I won an Associated Press Reporting Award for a series I did on the flu vaccine. I used VAERS. Everybody did. Until the last couple of years when we were told, just ignore what's in VAERS. Why? Because what's in VAERS? 202 child deaths from the COVID vaccine. Oh. What? VAERS data, as of August 29th, again, government funded, government created vaccine early warning system. It's working. 202, not deaths, child deaths. Children 17 and younger following COVID-19 vaccination. But some suspect the number is much higher. Who's doing this investigation again? RFK Jr. ordered it. Sounds like science to me. Now, wait a minute. There's something you should know about VAERS. Not all cases of deaths or injuries from vaccines are reported to VAERS. It usually is between 1 and 10%. I tend to think if it's kids, the odds it would have been reported are a lot higher because it's very noticeable when a child dies, not as noticeable when a man who's, say, 57 drops dead of a heart attack after taking the COVID vaccine. Was it the vaccine or was it just, you know, he's a little tubby, as many men that age are. Who knows? This is a problem for the vaccine industry. The FDA is conducting an intense investigation of the deaths of young, healthy children following the COVID-19 vaccine. Folks, let's go on a high end. Let's be optimistic. Only 10% of child deaths from the COVID vaccine are reported to VAERS. That's 2,000 dead kids over 4 years. That's the science RFK is conducting, and that is why the wholly owned subsidiary senators of the pharmaceutical industry went wild on him. I hope Trump will back him to hell and back to get the answer here, because we need it, and we should never be afraid of science. Never.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.